Welcome to the Bitcoin Playbook, where we discuss proven strategies for using Bitcoin in your business. I'm your host, Josh Friedman, and our guest today is David Gamble, who's the head of institutional sales at Blockware. Today, we discuss Bitcoin mining, especially for businesses, as well as how the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill made Bitcoin mining even more advantageous. Here is David. David, welcome to the podcast.
Josh, thanks for having me, man.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Question number one is this: when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
Oh, man. For me, this was 2014. So actually, I got introduced to Bitcoin a little bit prior to that, but I was an undergrad in Alabama A&M University. I had a buddy of mine who owned a cell phone repair shop, and he was super into the weeds. So his first introduction to me, and this is the person who got me into it and on the mining front actually, was buying mining rigs, right? So he had some mining rigs established. We later went on and bought about a megawatt or so of miners in 2018. These were like Dragon Mints back in the day, right? So it was pretty early on. But man, I just got captivated by it. I thought that the STEM aspect, the science, the tech, the math, and then kind of commingle that with the finance aspect, it just made a lot of sense for me I was getting my bachelor's in pre-med bio, so a lot of those things just kind of made sense for me.
Question number two is this: what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
A fact of Bitcoin that I wish everyone understood, it really comes down to simple supply and demand. I think that this really logical fact, people just overlook it, right? A lot, right? Like, there will only be 21 million that will ever be made, ever in existence. And a simple supply demand, strategy here, it's going right down the fairway for you. And I think it does get overlooked quite a bit.
Question three: what's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
Yeah. Bitcoin resource, I would say, Blockware Intelligence is a big, big tool, along with, Glassnode. That might be a little bit more granular for the guys that want to go super in the weeds. But, just staying active and understanding who the main players are in the industry, whether you can kind of pick up some information on X or other socials, but it's a big tool.
Question number four: beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your work recently?
Reading, and really just going into different starts of different regimes. And what I mean by that is, it could be from the Fed, right? Like the Jekyll Island book, right? Or it could be something a little bit less correlated, but still related, and really kind of going into, the first introduction of digital assets, which was pre-Bitcoin. So we're talking BitGold, eGold, DigiCash, all these things, right? Like, getting familiar with, Bitcoin isn't the first. It was just the one that did it the right way, right? And I think that's a big, big, big point, because many people just think that Bitcoin just came out of thin air. But this has been something that's, digital assets in the form of digital currency has been something that's been attempted several times prior to, Bitcoin's, now success.
Now we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question. And it's this: as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
For me, I think it's better to actually ask how. Mm-hmm. Along with, the whys, right? Always having that science kind of that science background, right? And that science forward thinking in terms of, you know, really building out a hypothesis and just trying to figure out like what's the why does this work and how does this work, you know, applying to your day-to-day life or even, you know, further on, you know, what this looks like in the future, right?
So David, we're here today to talk about Blockware and the services they provide, particularly the mining as a service aspect, and even more particularly how business owners might think about using mining for their own businesses. So I'll kick it over to you first. Could you give everyone a quick overview of Blockware?
Yeah. So, you know, quite simply, Blockware, we're just a mining as a service company, right? So you buy the computers, we place them in our facility. We do all the heavy lifting. So we're quite literally doing the management for you. You know, we're doing the services, the technical aspect, you know, the repair aspect. We do all of those things for you, you know, within our facilities. And we give you access to industrial rates as well, right? So it really just kind of embodies this whole kind of like white glove as a service aspect. So it allows you to go from, you know, having no miners to having, you know, and scaling up to thousands if you'd like, you know, and being able to rely on a custodian like Blockware.
And where do you guys have the miners? Plus, what is your particular role in the company?
So, yeah, so we have several facilities throughout the U.S. Our flagship is over in Eastern Kentucky, West Virginia area. It's about 50 megawatts there. Then we have other sites throughout the U.S. Our most recent being at West Texas in the Saluna site, which was announced in their publicly traded company. But we partner in and have several sites, you know, through Oklahoma, Georgia, North Dakota, all throughout the U.S. And as far as like my role within Blockware, I'm the head of institutional sales. So primarily, you know, a lot of account executive work. So I work alongside many hedge funds, family offices, syndications, you know, the regular Joe who wants to get from the regular Joe who wants to get into the industry to, you know, again, right, like a little bit more astute investors, right, accredited investors as well that have maybe have like small businesses or are seeking to kind of get into this space with a little bit more strategy.
Yeah. What is the strategy? So if, I mean, it's one thing if you're like a family office, I suppose, but if you are some other institution, I'm thinking in particular, a small business, why would you potentially consider mining for your operation? Let's just say if you're just a mom and pop shop, you know, doing your normal day to day, you have nothing to do with Bitcoin or mining. Why would you consider mining or maybe, you know, purchasing some miners from Blockware?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? So, you know, especially now, you know, we just got this introduction of this big, beautiful bill. And, you know, we're seeing a ton of activity in terms of just questions, you know, resorting to what's going on with this whole bonus appreciation. And it's a very, very big, big point, right? And I think this applies to so many small business owners. The reality is that, you know, many people are seeking to actually have and get and acquire more Bitcoin, but may have their day-to-days that kind of come into play as well. And, you know, this is the best introduction for you to get into Bitcoin simply because you're able to now, you know, because of this big, beautiful bill, you're able to now potentially offset some of those capital gains or offset some income, you know, for and buy hardware. Right. So, you know, in other words, you're, you know, you have your tax planning going throughout the year, your small mom and pop business. And, you know, at the end of the year, it's like, hey, you know, you have $100,000 tax bill. Maybe you allocate that towards buying some hardware. Right. Mm-hmm. And that hardware intrinsically is correlated to Bitcoin. Right. So it's producing, it's these money printers that allows you to start building inherently your Bitcoin stack. Right. So as a business, what that can do for you, you know, is simply just give you a little bit more of a strategic kind of flow towards this industry because you're able to now have some diversification, right? And what that might kind of come down to is, you know, we're now seeing this huge, you know, this huge influx of boomers that are potentially considering to sell their businesses. You know, and this will come, you know, with our generation as well, Josh, right? Like in the future, there'll be mom and pop businesses that want to sell their business, you know, and alongside that business, something that might kind of raise the EBITDA, so to speak, right, is, hey, I have some Bitcoin here that we've been able to accumulate, you know, through the years. And this is now tied to the business, right? So it allows you to participate in the market. It allows you to offset some potential, you know, some potential, you know, tax, you know, responsibilities that you might have towards the end of the year, and allows you to kind of, you know, keep moving forward, you know, and potentially have a more of a multiple on that exit if you so choose to exit in the future.
Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at veluscommerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. So from what you've just said, I have a couple follow-up questions. The first one is the big beautiful bill, or as I like to call it, the alleged big beautiful bill. There are a lot of things in there that aren't that beautiful about it, in my opinion. But, you know, yeah. I didn't realize that there was that much that's good for mining. So could you break it down a little bit more specifically or clearly what the big beautiful bill made possible when it comes to Bitcoin mining?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing to really kind of go in here, and it's not just resorting to mining specifically, it actually goes into other HPCs as well. So we're talking, you know, artificial intelligence as well. Right. And, you know, if you remember, you know, earlier in this year, I want to say it was like early, you know, first couple months of the year, possibly like the end of last year, you know, there's this big, big push for the UAE to come in to the United States, and they have now committed to deploying about $1 trillion in the industry as far as HPCs and data centers. Now, this is all correlated, right? And the reason why this is all correlated, of course, is because, you know, you have a bill, right, that's specifically geared towards 100% bonus appreciation, right? That's the focal point as far as like miners go. I won't go into any of the other details, but as far as what matters to us, it's like, you know, you are now able to, you know, utilize what used to be a one-time situation where you can take 100% bonus appreciation first year, and that's going to carry on, you know, that's going to carry forward, right? So, you know, being able to take, you know, that hardware, you know, that those machines, and apply it towards, you know, your everyday life as far as, you know, whatever you have in terms of you know, your tax responsibilities, it's a huge step forward, right? So, and I tie that into the whole AI aspect, because, you know, one of the things that the US does have that we have, right, is, you know, some of the largest and best tech companies in the world, right? And it's something that was put into play strategically as far as like a leverage point, in my opinion, for, for, you know, these large institutions to kind of come into the United States and be able to participate in this market.
So I should probably know this, but what is 100% bonus appreciation? What does that mean? I feel like I'm relatively well-versed in a number of things related to finance, but when it comes to taxes, what exactly does that mean? And I'm hoping that I'm not the only person, you know, who's listening to this conversation that has the same question.
Yeah. So, you know, I will say this, you know, you should definitely talk to your CPA and, you know, kind of go into the tax strategy. But really, all bonus appreciation means that you can, you know, you can buy that hardware, buy those assets, right, the machines, and you're able to offset, right, potential income that you're receiving on a day-to-day throughout the year, right? So what many astute investors and business owners do is they put into play a lot of tax planning through the year. So these aren't things that just kind of comes into play at the end. You know, this is all throughout Q1, Q2, Q3, right? They're planning for this. And the significance of that is like, hey, you're now able to potentially look at mining, right? Because these are machines, right? Aside from the fact that I call them computers for you know, just the plebs out there, but these are ASICs, these are machines, and these machines have one responsibility, and that's to, you know, validate transactions and to create revenue each and every day, right? They're the best employees that you'll ever have. And, you know, as far as like the bonus appreciation aspect, you know, prior to this, and I, you know, prior to this, you know, you'd have, it would go from 100% to 80 to 60 to 40. And, you know, that's what you were able to use. Right. But now it's 100%. Right. So, you know, this opens up the floodgates to a lot of guys and a lot of business owners, you know, family offices, hedge funds, corporate finance, so to speak, that are seeking to not just get into, you know, potential strategic investments that might be able to kind of, you know, kind of help you not have to pay as much to Uncle Sam, but it allows you to also inherently build your Bitcoin stack.
Yeah. And so is it appreciation or depreciation?
Depreciation.
Okay. So the next question I have is, you know, we have these roundup episodes every other week. John Gordon and Trey Sellers join me, and we talk about what's been happening. And one of the, you know, obviously one of the major things you're talking about on a week to week basis is these Bitcoin treasury companies and how they're affecting the market, things like that. Now, it's frustrating because corporations have access to capital that, you know, smaller private businesses, but, you know, just in general, smaller businesses don't have access to. So, you know, for your local mom and pop shop doesn't have access to the capital that a public corporation does. So I guess the question here is, what does it cost to mine a Bitcoin? And this might be something that is Blockware specific, or it could just be more general to the industry. But my understanding is it generally costs less to mine a Bitcoin than it does to purchase a Bitcoin. So it almost seems like this whole mining thing might be a great way for smaller companies, smaller businesses to get access to Bitcoin in a way that, even though they're not getting the capital that you would get in the public market, you know, a larger corporation, you're still able to get Bitcoin for maybe a better price than if you simply purchased it on an exchange. Am I thinking about it correctly? And do you have numbers connected to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You're thinking about it the right way, right? So when you're mining Bitcoin, and I'll speak specifically with Blockware, right? You're mining Bitcoin at about a $50,000 price point, right? So, and this could vary based on the efficiency of the mining rig. But in general, you know, ballpark figure, you're mining at about a $50,000 price point, right? So if you're looking at, you know, some of these more efficient rigs, right, you're almost looking at it, you know, in a good kind of analogy here is for those who trade options, right? You're kind of looking at this from like a in the money call option, right, where you're spending a little bit more money on the premium, right? So you're buying efficient hardware, but it's giving you that protection as well, right? So you're in the money, right? Whereas you also have mining rigs that are kind of like the out of the money call options, right? Where you're spending like $800 or $1,000 for a mining rig, but you're mining Bitcoin at like 95K, right? So, you know, each mining rig is different, right? They all kind of carry their own, you know, risk associated. But the way I like to look at it is, you know, risk adjusted return, right? So when we're looking at Bitcoin mining, right, especially for mom and pop businesses that are seeking to kind of get involved in this space, you know, you are mining Bitcoin at a $50,000, and this is part of the reason why you're actually able to generate such large cash flows. You know, so this is and specifically, right, S21 pluses, you're buying those mining rigs for about $4,500, okay, and your cost on those is about $200. You know, you're generating a revenue at present at about $400 or so. It's going to be a little bit more than that because Bitcoin has now seen some newer highs. So I'm just giving you some pretty directionally accurate math here. It's about $400. So your cash on cash return is about, you know, 100% on a cash on cash return, and your net return, right, is going to be about 55% or so over the course of the year. Right now, with mining, you also have that ability to be able to, you know, you should have the payback period is typically going to be anywhere between 2.5 to 3 years. But in hyper bull markets, you know, that payback period could be condensed significantly, right? You know, we're seeing the appreciation of Bitcoin, you know, today, right? And who's to say it doesn't go to 200,000 tomorrow? Well, for those who've been mining, you know, or decide to get mining today, and it's not too late, right? You know, you have to kind of keep in mind, it's like the why mine Bitcoin aspect, right? It's if you buy mining rigs because of that protection. You can also buy spot Bitcoin, but the difference there is that it's binary. So, you know, if Bitcoin goes up, you make money. Bitcoin goes down, you lose money. And as you know, there's really only two ways to actually accumulate Bitcoin. And, you know, that really just kind of comes down to, you can either buy it or you can mine it, you know,
or earn mining. It.
Yeah, or earn it, which is mining, right? So in other aspects too, right? You can earn it as well, right? So like, so when you're mining Bitcoin, you're able to have this a little bit more of a risk approach, you know, risk adjusted approach towards this, simply because you are mining Bitcoin at that $50,000 price point, right? So if Bitcoin was to go down, you know, 40% tomorrow, right? You know, if you had bought Bitcoin and you're just sitting in spot Bitcoin, well, you're holding on to that trade, right? Whereas in the mining side, right, not only have you now been able to offset some of that income that you have due to the bonus appreciation and the big beautiful bill that we were discussing, but you're now, you know, you're inherently dollar cost averaging into Bitcoin at the best possible price that you can, and you're still profitable, right? So it allows you to take a little bit more of a step back approach towards the market and really focus on what's real, right? And what's real is that this market is, you know, we're at a $3 trillion market. And, you know, what's been shown is that we are anticipating to see this market go to a $10 trillion to $15 trillion market cap, you know, over the next decade, which is pretty conservative, I think, given where we're at, right? So, you know, having the ability to take that step back approach, because it's so volatile, you know, many people kind of get into this, you know, this apprehension, like they're hindered towards getting into the space because it is so volatile. But with mining, you really are able to kind of take that step back, you know, really focus at what's in play and understand that you're working in the industry, right? There is no such thing as Bitcoin without mining. So you are in this space, and, you know, you're going to benefit in this space over the long run. And I think that's one of the most powerful aspects of mining Bitcoin, right? Is that you are able to take that long-term approach and, you know, have a little bit more of a laxed feel towards the market.
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. So I believe you said it was $4,500 right now for S21s. Let's say you get 10 of those, $45,000. You said it costs about $55 to mine a Bitcoin. So with, 10 or 11 S21s, how long did you say it would probably take to mine a Bitcoin?
So to mine one specific Bitcoin, you're going to, capital is a factor here, right? So, more capital you're able to deploy, the less amount of time it takes for you to mine one full Bitcoin. But if we're talking about, what's your payback period, right? In terms of like the full 45,000 in that example that you shared, it's going to be around 2.5 to 3 years, right? And that's the typical payback period on an efficient mining rig. But again, that can be condensed based on the current market dynamics, right? So, recently we had hash rate, the difficulty go down, about close to 10%, right? This is a net positive, right? So we're seeing, volatility monitors, right? So we're seeing Bitcoin price go up, right? Difficulty still showing that it's at the same or lower than what it previously was, which is a net positive for miners over the long term, right? And if the question that kind of comes for a lot of people is like, well, what happens when everything gets mined, right? And this is the beauty of Bitcoin mining, right? Is that, when you're looking at it from a miner's perspective, there's really four components that create, your revenue, right? And what those are is the block subsidy, right? So and what that means for those who don't know is just the reward, right? So that 3.125 that you're currently seeing, along with the transactions, right? So the transaction fees, the difficulty, and the price of Bitcoin. So all of those four things, is really what allows you to see what your forward-looking revenues will look like for your mining rigs. So at the end, when Bitcoin is all fully mined, the concept here is that transaction fees will take a bigger push, right? So as this industry starts to develop more and more, we'll start to see more people utilize Bitcoin, right? Maybe it might come from institutions, but this payment highway that we're seeing will always require tolls, and you're just a new toll, right? In that analogy.
So, a lot of it comes down to if you're thinking with Bitcoin as your unit of account, which a lot of people probably don't. But if you are, there's always that question of if I put in the $55K now versus, will I have more Bitcoin if I go ahead and buy $55K worth of mining rigs and mine? And there's really not a great way to know that. Probably there's like these different levers you can pull on, different times you can buy. The mining rigs might be cheaper at certain points, and there's a lot of different levers, I guess, or a lot of different factors to consider. But the one thing that you you get if you have miners is the tax benefits, right? So I feel like that's probably one of the key things, especially for a business to consider. It probably doesn't affect individuals in general quite as much. Is that correct?
For individuals, I would say every individual should, and I'll go with this in two buckets, right? Each person is different, obviously, right? And their economics are a little bit different, right? With that, you have to kind of keep in mind all of these the tax benefits that you do get by simply creating an entity for yourself, right? So, you forego a lot of tax benefits if you aren't, incorporated as a business, even as an individual. So I think that this actually has huge implications for, the regular person out there who is, seeking to even potentially buy like real estate, right? So when we're thinking about it from that perspective, it's like, hey, you amount 5-10 years of your life when you're coming out of college to accumulate some wealth and to potentially buy your first home, right? And that's typically going to be 20-25,000 or so is what you're going to come out of pocket of, out the door, but for mining, you have this new introduction where you aren't dependent on credit. You aren't dependent on, Sally Mae, right? Or who, anyone or Fannie, right? For that matter, to be able to get into that next home, right? You're able to deploy, $4,000 or $5,000 into something that's going to start giving you the groove of actually seeing, cash flow. Right. And I think it's a really big teaching tool for, our youth, because many people just don't know what it means to actually, see something that's going to provide you some level of income on a month to month, day to day basis, without having to overstretch, overstretch themselves. Right. So on the other side of that, and I will say, right, and going to your example, 45,000 on that 45,000, your expenses each month is going to be, around $2,000 a month. So you buy 10 mining rigs, you're going to come out of pocket about, let's just use round math here. You're going to come out of pocket 50 grand, right? Your out of pocket expense is going to be 2,000 bucks a month. And for that investor who's like, well, maybe I should have bought, maybe I should have just bought more Bitcoin. Well, you got to keep in mind that when you're mining, like you said, right, you have the tax benefits, but now you're actually able to, you can look at it also from the perspective of, hey, each month you're deploying $2,000 of your capital, which can come from the revenues that you're generating in Bitcoin mining, or it can come from your own out-of-pocket expense towards dollar cost averaging into, your mining rigs, right? So, and it just so happens that when you're spending this $2,000, right, per month in this example, you're getting Bitcoin at a $50,000 price point, right? So you're able to look at it from that perspective, if you so choose. But then also the other side of that is that, and something that we haven't really discussed is the appreciation of the mining rigs itself, right? So when you're mining, not only are you you're generating revenue, month on month, day on day, right? But you're also having this dual asset exposure where the mining rigs also can appreciate in value based on the price of Bitcoin, right? So the salvage value of those things are pretty impactful. Right. So as an example, not to belabor it too much, but as an example, last bull market, we seen, S19s, we were able to buy them for $1,700, call it $2,000 a mining rig, right? At the height of the market, 69K Bitcoin, those same mining rigs were being sold for, $13,000 to $15,000 a piece, right? Meanwhile, you're generating revenue via Bitcoin, which is in Bitcoin that you hold, all throughout that cycle. And then you're now able to, because of what we have at Blockware, you're now able to seek exit liquidity on those same mining rigs. So not only have you, participated in the market on the upside, just on a pure Bitcoin perspective, owning that, having that spot Bitcoin, but you're now able to, seek that exit liquidity on the hardware and not have to, sell your miners on eBay or figure out how to even sell these things, right? You can do these things. You can do these transactions, from the comfort of your home and really plan it out, right? So it's there's a lot of benefits here.
Well, you've given people a lot to think about for sure. Maybe if you could share like a final pitch or just in general final thoughts, especially for business owners, as well as where people can go to keep up with you if they're interested in following up or just seeing more of your content.
Yeah. Final pitch, I think, is really, it's really two things. Really get off of zero. Right. So find a way to get off of zero. And the second is, it doesn't always have to be binary, right? It doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't just have to buy Bitcoin or you have to mine Bitcoin. You can do a marriage of the both. Right. And I think business owners can really appreciate that. You can split the baby, mine Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, and find a strategic way for those two things to really kind of help you in the future.
Perfect. Well, and where can people go to reach out to you if they're interested in following up?
Yeah. You can find me on LinkedIn, David Gamble. You can find me on X, dgamble331, socials, @CryptoBagDavid, there as well. But really, shoot me an email, give me a holler there, david.gamble@blockgridsolutions.com. Happy to have a conversation with any person who wants to really just kind of dive into the weeds and see what it's about.
Perfect. David, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. It's been awesome.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Bitcoin Playbook. If you want to reach out to either me or David, you can find those links down in the show notes. And be sure to check out Blockware's mining as a service solution. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.